You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
It's time to link up for Is Missing That with Deputy Mayor Desley Simpson.
It is indeed. Morena Desley, how are you this morning?
Morena Rachel, wonderful to have you back in Tamaki Makaurau.
It's good to be back on. It's good to chat with you this morning. There is a lot of very interesting things happening around the council at the moment. Let's start with the sale of the airport shares. This has obviously been big controversial conversation since the budget announcement or the proposed budget announcement from Mayor Brown. It's now been sold, the council's portion of shares. And what's the feeling inside council around how this has been achieved? Is it as much as I guess you were hoping for? And also, what are you going to be using it for is the other thing I'd like to know.
Okay, well, first of all, we didn't sell all the shares, remember. We only sold a 7% stake. So we still have just over 11% left of our original 80% stake. So it was just a pocket of shares that we ended up agreeing to. And yes, last Friday the deal was done. And the shares were sold in kind of three pockets. So we had a sort of a $66 million pocket and a $11 million pocket and a $2.5 million pocket. And the price we received was pretty good. In fact, not more than pretty good. We had a look back over the last 5 to 6 years as to, you know, how that pricing went for major sales, like over $500 million in Australia and New Zealand. And we got the highest ever figure achieved in terms of that sale price versus the closing price. In other words, the market said the shares were worth X, and we got 30 cents more than what the market said we should have got, or nearly 4% more. So it was a very good deal that our people and our brokers got for council, and that delivered a $833 million return. And if you remember, the whole purpose of doing it in the first place was to look at, you know, we had this big hole, OPEX hole, and we had to try and fill it. So what we wanted to do was pay back some debt, which would give us freedom, one, financially. The cost of debt is expensive, especially at the moment. And we knew we had some big things coming down the pipeline. I mean, you know, we've talked about the government buyout and principal agreement that we've got, and there's mm-hmm. a big amount of money for Aucklanders to have to potentially stump up, so we'll need some debt headroom. And this gives us that debt headroom. So my personal view is, look, yes, I think it ended up by being a good price because it was higher than where the market closed. Frees up some debt and allows us a little bit more flexibility to deliver some of the things that we want to deliver for Aucklanders.
So there has been a bit of discussion about, obviously, as you said, it is just a pocket of the shares that have been sold, mm-hmm. but there is still, I guess, some anxiety about whether those other shares are properly going to be protected now or whether they might still come onto the chopping block at some point. Have you got anything to say on that, Desley, or any kind of confirmation around what might be happening with those?
Well, what I will say is the council has made only one decision around the airport shares, and that is to sell 7%. We haven't had a discussion or any debate at all around the remaining 11%.
So with this money that's now been raised from selling these shares, it's going into filling that debt hole, for want of a less crass way of framing it. But what's that mean now for council? How does that free you up, as you said?
Well, it actually gives us more debt capacity to borrow should we need it for big projects or other things. And, you know, that's half our problem. We have to have to deal with that conflict between wanting to deliver that which Auckland wants with regards to infrastructure investment on some of our big projects. And on the other hand, the cost of borrowing, you know, is quite high at the moment. And, you know, if you pay down the debt, not that our debt has been, you know, breaking all barriers, it's sort of been within a prudent limit, but it's still costing us a lot. And if we pay some of that debt down, it just frees us the ability to actually borrow more or cost us less overall, to deliver all sorts of things. And as I said, one of the things that's certainly going to come up when we go out to Aucklanders will be, you know, the in principle deal with government on the buyout.
Totally. Well, let's park that one for now, because we will definitely have more to talk about that in coming weeks. But I want to hear a wee bit about Mayor Brown has been speaking about the regional fuel tax. The National Party has announced that they would scrap it if they come into government, central government, after the election. And this is something that Mayor Brown has sort of pushed back against, saying that council should be part of that decision, whatever it looks like. What does that mean, and what would actually scrapping the regional fuel tax mean for the finances of council at the moment?
Yeah, I mean, the regional fuel tax was, if you remember, put in way back in, I think it was 2018, and it was supposed to last until 2028, all right? And it basically it gives us about $150 million a year, and if you put that with the ability to work with Waka Kotahi, which is the government's transport agency, it can even, you know, get us more money than that. So it was basically brought in as a revenue earner for Auckland Council to help fund transport projects. You know, at the moment we're using it, for example, to fund the likes of the Eastern Busway. Mm-hmm. I think you've got planned upgrades using the regional fuel tax for the likes of Lake Road and Takapuna, Lincoln Road in the West, etc. All right. So, look, I really don't want to get into which party goes for this or that. And, you know, got one major political party wanting to get rid of it, and another political party wanting to raise it even higher. But I think what Mayor Brown was saying, and I agree with him, Rachel, 100%, is that, you know, transport investment into the biggest region of the city and the funding thereof has to be a joined up conversation. You know, Auckland says multiple times that it doesn't appreciate being dictated to by central government. So what will happen after the election, whomever is in government, is quite quickly, I would think, would be a conversation between the new transport person and the mayor and a few others about what transport priorities are for Auckland and how they will be funded. Because if the regional fuel tax is removed, the conversation needs to be, well, what is it being replaced with, and or how is that transport investment going to be funded? And those are the really big questions.
And in broad strokes, what is the council's focus at the moment? We have talked about this, but what is the council's focus when it comes to transport in the city? What are you hoping to see over the next, you know, decade that supports particularly sustainable ways that we move around the city? Because that's something that is part of this regional fuel tax conversation, is funding things like busways is important for us getting into a greener path, I guess you could say.
Look, you're absolutely right. Yes, it is. And what we're doing at the moment, I mean, you know that Mayor Brown's away, he's not back till next week. And what we're doing at the moment is drafting up a bit of a manifesto around, you know, Auckland's, what Auckland wants from the next government. And part of that is a big part of that is transport. Now, you know, the mayor did get quite a long way through the integrated transport plan with central government with the former Minister of Transport, and he lost that position, so it sort of took a more time to get it back on track, for want of a better word. But we're drafting up what we want, and we'll have that conversation with central government, because I go back to what I've said before. You know, it's about a straight-up conversation, not being dictated to, not being told what is going to happen in Auckland, but having a joined-up conversation with what Auckland wants, what it needs, and why, and then how we can work with central government to make that happen. Because at the end of the day, transport is a huge part of our budget, but we cannot do it on our own. We do need to work with central government. So much of what we do is a cost share with central government. So we really want to have that positive relationship with central government, with the Minister of Transport, around joint priorities to take this region forward.
Well, thank you so much for your time this morning, Desley. These are really interesting long-term conversations that I'm sure we will come back to in future weeks. But have a great rest of your Tuesday, and we will talk to you again soon.
We will indeed. Thanks, Rachel. Ka kite.
Ka kite.
That was Is Missing That with Deputy Mayor Desley Simpson.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.